All right. Thank you, BBS Radio, for making this possible for us to be heard worldwide. Monday, August the 17th, 2020. A one-hour show with Winfrey, located in Sedona, Arizona. Tonight, we have a special guest, Dr. Christopher Ging, who has been working with us for, I think, a little over a month now. And we've had several calls with him. And what he is accomplishing healing-wise is pretty amazing. So tonight, we might have some healing right here live on the call. Let's see what happens. We are still waiting for Dr. Ging to present himself. We did have another caller join in. Welcome.
Sorry.
Please say your name and location. But only if you want to. Yes, it is Dr. Ging, G-I-N-G. He was born and raised in Taiwan. His parents are Chinese.
I didn't drink enough today.
And he has been living in the States, I think, about 20 years or so, in Texas, the state of Texas. I hear my echo. Let's see. All right, so we are still. Let's see. I think it's you, Phyllis. Let me mute this phone line. 1, 2, 3. No, it is this wireless one. Let's see. Yes, 1, 2. No.
No.
Still not. I'm not getting it. All right, so we are still waiting for the next caller. Welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Good evening, Jane. Welcome.
Hi, Jane.
I hear an echo.
I hear it too, and I can't figure out where it's coming from. Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Yeah, positive greetings live from Sedona. There's really a lot of reverberation.
Yes, yeah, I got it. Here we go.
Hey, it's good to hear your voice, brother.
All right. Lots of happiness to you, Mr. Raiden.
Thank you.
Hey, are you with Dr. Ging?
No, he's in Texas. I just texted
him. He's in Texas.
Him.
Okay.
Yeah, he was prepared for this call an hour ago. But
okay.
I'm going to give him a call right now. So
okay. Please do. Thank you. Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Bobby Flaiani, Florida.
Welcome. I'm sorry. Who is this from Florida? Is it Barbara?
Yes, Flaiani.
Hi, Barbara. Yes. Good evening. Welcome.
Hey, Barbara.
Hi.
All right. So we are waiting for Wynn to come back in. Wynn is probably also calling Dr. Ging right now. And so is Raiden. I thank everyone for being here. And right after this show, with 7 Pacific time, we go over to another conference call, another number for our daily whole planet healing session. And the phone number to call in is 712-770-4340, and the access code is 250-513#. Like I said, that is our daily whole planet healing conference call.
Can you repeat the number again?
Yes, I will. Let me first welcome the next caller. Please say name and location.
Pauline from New York.
Hi, Pauline.
Hi, Pauline.
Hi, guys.
Pauline,
hi,
welcome.
Pauline.
And the number again, so the phone number for the whole planet healing call is 712-770-4340. And the access code is 250 513 pound. And welcome back, Raiden and Wynn. And did I see an angel there?
Hi.
Hello, Terry.
Hi. Hi there.
Welcome, welcome, honey.
Hello, Terry.
Hi.
Hi, Terry.
Hi. Hi.
Yeah, Wynn, okay. I texted him twice, and I called, but the recorder's on twice. So.
And I welcome all you folks that are listening in online through BBS Radio. Thank you for being here.
BBS got us on.
Yes, we are live.
Okay. Hello to everyone on BBS.
Hello. I'm not on BBS, but I'm not.
They came in late, but they're here.
Everybody.
Vin, you want to get going, get the mute the phone lines, get the recorder going, and maybe talk a little bit about Dr. King?
Yeah. Would you like to say your name and your city?
We welcome you. All right, I'm going to mute the phone lines. I got the dings.
Muted.
17th.
The recording has started.
This is August 17th, 2020. Wynn and Terry in Sedona. Everybody everywhere. And this is our Monday night wild card night.
Wynn, can you get closer to your microphone?
You know what? I've got to change. I'm going to change to my other headset.
Okay.
I'm on the wrong headset.
All right. So, Terry, thank you for being here. And I'm excited. I hope that Dr. King is going to show up here shortly.
Yeah, I hope so.
It has been pretty amazing so far with his interaction with our group.
Yeah.
And it's very promising.
Okay, this is better, right?
Yes, thank you.
Is it much better?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, I wanted to make a comment. And I know we had somebody new on the line tonight that's checking us out. And she was surprised at how long our greetings went on. And I was just going to say that, you know, we started communicating with this source that said they were the Elohim, the Council of Elohim, actually. Let's see, who's making noise down there?
Teddy, mute yourself, please.
Oh, okay.
And literally, I didn't know how to make this work. I didn't know if they were who they said they were, and I had to prove it to myself. And people that come to our calls have to prove it to themselves. This is not a call, and this is different than the way a lot of other people approach this, where we have an exalted source that we defer to, but they are exalted in the way that they are in a much higher matrix than we are. And at this point now, I've had thousands and thousands of conversations with them. And for quite some time, when this first happened, I was not willing to believe they were who they said they were. I know enough about channelings to know that it's very possible and even likely that one can get what you would call would be a negative source that you're talking to. And a negative source can say they're anybody. They can say they're Archangel Michael. They can say they're the Elohim. And I had to understand the nature of who was talking to me. And in the beginning stages, they did a miracle of healing. And then another milestone was in 2004, when I had given my first public talk on my book that had just been published called The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. And when I was talking, I could see this light energy in the room. And I had seen that previously, not when I was talking, but when I attended a lecture of a guy who was a spiritual teacher of mine years ago. And now that energy was in the room. I could see it. It was moving around the room. And Terry was selling books outside in the hallway. When my talk was over, people were rushing out of the room, and then I left the room, and Terry said, "What were you doing in there? People are coming up and saying they could see auras in the room. They could see light in the room." And I said, "Well, I was just talking about the book." But I knew I was seeing energy in the room. And then the next day, we did a channeling session. And I asked them, "Could you explain the energy that was in the room?" And they said, "That was us. We were helping you." And that was a mind-blowing answer, because suddenly I realized they weren't just a source that could give me all of this wise information, all of this profound understanding of how the universe worked. They were a source that could project energy into this realm, what people call light energy. And I just had the experience of people in a room feeling that energy. And at the time, I started doing talks all over Southern California. This one guy was doing these traveling expos, and I just kept seeing if this would happen again. And it did. And I couldn't really afford it. It was like I wasn't making enough money. I wasn't getting paid to do it. And I couldn't sell enough books to travel somewhere and stay in a motel. So sometimes I would sleep in my car. And then sometimes the guy who was the promoter for the show would share his motel room with me. And after about 6 months of doing this, and I realized this was really an important thing, I had this group soul that was explaining to me the most profound aspects of how the universe works. Where now, it's like I had a string to the highest dimension of the universe, and they were tracking me and using me as, and this is the way they described it, using me as a repeater station.
Dr. Gale, I'll be here in a minute.
Okay. They were using me as a repeater station. And so, and I guess they knew that would be okay with me. And in fact, it was as if, well, they describe the basic principle of the universe.
Lynn, I want to welcome Dr. King. He joined in. Good evening, Dr. King.
Hey, thank you. Yes, Dr. King, I was just about to fire you. Oh, don't do that. Yeah, the only problem is I can't find anyone else to do what you do. Oh, well, then hire me back, please. Hire me back. I'll be a good employee. Okay. So I'm just talking, hoping you would show up, okay?
Yes.
So then I asked them, I said, could you do this in a conference call? And they said they could, which started the beginning of me doing conference calls. Now, when we did that, I didn't tell people what was going on. I wasn't confident in it. I was afraid, even when I was doing these shows every weekend, I said, what if they don't show up? What am I going to do? And so I have to prove myself that it was reliable and they would show up. And I know they're on this call right now. They monitor me because I'm willing to keep talking about them. And I have come to my own conclusions that this is an important thing for them to be communicating to this realm. And, they don't require you to believe in them. They don't require you to have faith. Just be open-minded. And there's two things people get out of this. First of all, they get this great wisdom and understanding of how the universe works. And second of all, the people that stick with it end up expanding their matrix and having connection with these energies. And they're energies. They don't have bodies. They're pure energy at the center of the universe. And they end up starting to sense the energy. I can tell you they're on the line right now. And if I could stop talking for 5 minutes. And many of you would feel their frequencies. And then we do talk to them live. We do it on Wednesday night at 6 p.m. and Sunday morning at 10 a.m. The Wednesday call at 6 p.m., people submit questions, and we ask their questions live, and Terry channels the answer. And on our Sunday call, I pick a topic. It's a two-hour call Sunday morning, and it's our most popular call. I pick a topic, and I query them. And as the people who come to those calls would say, I'm sure many of them would say this, it's like they're stellar. We never know what they're going to say. We learn things that have never been in this realm before. So it's a big thing to investigate this and make a connection. And it's not like a normal group or a normal New Age group. In fact, it's not like anything. And they say that. And it just so happens. And I can see now they chose me. They chose me. They tracked me. They started talking to me through two consecutive personal relationships. And, I have a background as a singer-songwriter. I'm good at working with audiences. And I really don't have ego about this. I could.
25 minutes left, then.
Okay, I know. So I'm just finishing what I started. So every night we do a healing call called Whole Planet Healing at 7 o'clock. And if you want the schedule to all of our calls, write this down and just check it out. Either it works for you or it doesn't. But I would suggest don't make a quick decision, because all the calls are different, and we're doing 10 calls a week now. And why am I doing 10 calls a week? Not because I like being busy. I don't. But I learned that this is not about just believing in something and being a follower. It's about connecting with the frequencies of the higher realms and expanding your matrix so you really know you've done it, you've expanded it, and then that sticks with you. It's like it changes your life. It gets you above your old patterns. And since our patterns, everyone's patterns, are very powerful in the way that they keep us in this realm. Our patterns, our habits, our beliefs, and what I'm doing challenges all of that. And so the people that have been regulars on our calls have learned to connect with each other, that we need each other. So it became a community. And if we do a healing meditation, the more open everybody is, the higher the healing meditation goes. And that's why we have such a period of time at the beginning of the call where people say hello to each other. And on that note, I'm going to move on to my next topic.
The link to the conference calls?
Oh, yeah. Thank you. conference.intelligent-infinity.com. And that has all the numbers to the calls. Three of them are on BBS radio. And if you're on BBS and you want to check out our other calls, write that down. conference.intelligent-infinity.com. And I can tell you, this is like an adventure that you would never believed you could have. It's so expansive. And on that note, I'm going to talk a little bit about Dr. Christopher Ging. And Dr. Christopher Ging happens to be a healer. And he happens to do what looks like a miracle in this realm. And I have been at his healing sessions. I have watched him. And I don't believe he's actually understated, which is probably wise, okay? Because he doesn't want to get in trouble. It's easier for me to talk about him than for him to talk about himself. But when he heals somebody, when he works with officially, I should say, he's a licensed acupuncturist in the state of Texas, and I believe now in Arizona, okay? And he studied acupuncture in Beijing. He also studied Western medicine, I believe, in Beijing. He has a PhD. He's got really good credentials. And he opened a clinic in Texas, and he wasn't getting the results with people that he wanted in healing them. And he came from a Catholic background. He had a fairly traditional idea of God, and he started to pray to God to help him do better in his work. And he started getting guidance about things to do. So he changed, he expanded his protocol to where he wasn't doing anything normal anymore. And people started getting amazing results. And we've been talking about him now for at least a month. And he's been working on a number of people in our group. He's traveling. He travels a lot, goes to places, people like him, and he shows up and people schedule themselves for healings. And I wanted to read to you like an email I got, which is not unusual. I mean, a huge amount of people who have worked with him have sent me emails. And this one was particularly good. It's from a woman in Tucson whose name is CJ. And in Jesus' name, I cannot thank Dr. Ging and Reverend William. Reverend William is his associate who has some healing gifts that are different from Dr. Ging's gifts. I can't thank them enough. My whole life changed from a mere one-hour appointment. The back pain I have played with for the last 5 years disappeared by morning. I slept almost 9 hours last night, and that's probably more continuous sleep than I've had in a decade. Needless to say, I awoke feeling completely refreshed and rejuvenated. My body actually feels 10 years younger. I was able to go for a 30-minute walk, something I could not do yesterday because I was in so much pain. All of the pressure behind my eye 7 years ago is gone. How can I tell? There's more room behind my eye, my right eye, which is now having to recoordinate its movements again with my left eye in a good way, not a bad way. In fact, my vision seems improved. I've hardly worn my glasses all day. And I'm not done with this testimonial. I've been diagnosed with everything from irritable bowel to Crohn's disease. All I can tell you now is that my stomach is much flatter and I had a normal bowel movement this morning. I can't get any better than that. I would trade every doctor and every nurse practitioner I've ever met and solely become their patient forever. But I don't think I'll need to, as I feel completely healed. All my blessings to you, CJ. Okay. Now, I'm not going to do any more testimonials. I just wanted to say that was not unusual. And I can add that sometimes people have things that rearrange in their bodies that cannot happen by the normal laws of the physical universe. So on that note, let me see. He was going to I promised some people yesterday for a diagnosis, okay? And I don't know if he does this often, but we tried it, and so far he seems to be hitting the, you know, demonstrating the ability to do this with people, to be able to tune into them on the phone. And I'm trying to think here. I don't see... Terry, do you remember who...
The Anna.
Who I... Who?
Anna, Anna is with us from Berkeley, yes. And
Anna,
I don't
had, Anna had a diagnosis yesterday.
That's right. I don't see Morgan tonight.
I don't see Morgan.
Didn't you mention Janine in Salt Lake? She's here tonight.
Janine here?
She's here,
yeah. Yeah, Janine in Salt Lake.
Let me see if I can find her. Janine, you can...
Janine, are you there? What's here?
Oh, hold on. I need to find her. Or unmute yourself. Star 6, Janine. Oh, here she is. I got you. Hold on. Janine?
Yes.
How do you do?
I'm okay.
Okay. All right.
I'm hanging in.
Is that okay if we do you today?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, before he does you, before he starts, just, you know, I'd like him to, you know, talk a little bit himself just to get his own energy grounded on the call. And so, Dr. Ying.
Yes.
What would you like to tell everyone listening?
Well, I just want to ask her. Okay, Janine, this is Christopher. Dr. Ying.
Hello.
Hey, hey. Yeah, well, good to hear your voice. I just want to ask, what do you do for a living when you are you retired or you're still doing the work?
I'm always tired.
Okay.
She's not retired.
She's tired.
I know. So before you're retired or tired, and what do you do for a living? Since you're what's your career, your work?
Just the jack of all trades, basically.
Okay, I see. All right. Uh-huh.
Now, Janine, were you a secretary?
No.
A market salesman?
No, mainly I worked in assembly lines, or when I was younger, I worked in a junior high.
Uh-huh.
Janitor.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Stuff
okay.
like that
okay.
my whole life.
Yeah. Well, I kind of feel that when you wake up, you still not wake up refreshed. You wake up tired after good night's sleep.
Yeah, constant.
Yeah. And
especially the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah. Just because the number one is the your powerful soul. Your mind racing all the time. And
it used to, but I don't seem to be racing all the time like I used to.
Yeah, but you're running out the gas, so you slow down a little bit. But if you have more energy, and your mind's going to be spinning and racing.
Yeah.
But now it's. Because your engine, your energy is kind of low. That's why you spin slower. But still,
Yeah. Anyway, to me, that you don't sleep very well, and that's going to get you frustrated. And that's going to affect your stomach. And you will start, you feel bloated after you eat.
That's and what?
Stuffy. Distended. As you start after meal, you feel kind of stuffy. How much you can eat? Do you have any appetite to eat?
No appetite at all.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. We don't sleep very well, then your body is not going to produce enough enzymes. Without enzymes, and you're not going to have good appetite, nor will the food will be assimilated. Then you become tired. That's why that tiredness becomes, so you'll be retired. If you're tired, then you have to retire. This is why I ask you, what's your work? Are you able to do some work? To me, that how do you have enough?
No, I've been on SSI for 3.5 years.
Yeah. So you start taking the any antidepressant? Any?
Nope.
No. Okay. Good. Okay. And then you drink coffee? Any caffeine?
Yeah.
Coffee? Yeah.
So, in the morning, I'm a coffee drinker.
Yeah, your coffee is antidepressant. That's fine. That's better solution than the prescriptions. Okay. Yeah. When you start drinking the coffee, and then you're gonna have problems with your digestive system. You know, then you make you feel go to pee a lot. How many times you went to the bathroom last night? 2 or 3 times?
All the time.
Yeah, that's right. And I'm afraid you're somewhat you leak or you have incontinence. You know, before do you have any problem with the leak, like loose bladder before you go to the bathroom?
Sometimes.
Yeah, that's right.
I gotta go.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. Every time when you go to the department store, you gotta find a bathroom first before you go shopping.
Yeah. Truck has a curse. Every time I get in it, I gotta go.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. Well, anyway, that's the. It all start with the your mind. You're such a powerful soul, like I said in the beginning. When the mind starts going, and then you keep all the energy, all the hormones, all the enzymes, and when you do that, not much energy is flowing down to your stomach. To your liver. This is why the food just sit there for a long time. And then you get full all the time. Your stomach gets full. This is why you don't have much appetite. Because you don't feel hungry. Because the food is still stagnant down there. And now affects your sleep. It goes rich cycles at night. Also concerned about your low back. You have low back pain. I can see that your low back pain. Neck and low back area. Mm-hmm. If somebody loves Jeanine, give her a massage. And Jeanine, if you need a massage, I got a powerful massage. You come to me, I can not just make you relax you, but also I can relieve, even eradicate your neck pain and lower back pain. How's that? And I'll have you sleep better.
That would be amazing.
I know. Do you take any medications, any narcotics for your neck pain or low back pain?
No.
Wow.
The only thing I'm on is insulin.
Okay, I see. But I have a little bit of. Do you sleep on your right side? Can you sleep on your? Can you sleep on the back, or you have to sleep on the right side?
No, because of my shoulder and my neck.
That's what I'm saying. Right. You cannot sleep on the back. You have to sleep on one side. Sometimes.
Yeah, I'm back and forth and up and down. And,
right.
You know, I don't get good sleep at all.
I know. This is getting back to your sleep. You know, you go to the bathroom. You're so busy at night. You go to the bathroom a few times. and you toss around. Sometimes you sleep on your left side, sometimes on your right side. Also, you snore. I can hear you snore at night. You.
I'm not aware of it, but.
You're not aware of that? Okay. Are you married?
Well, no, I, because I'm kind of was wondering about that.
You snore, but you're not aware. That's okay. That's okay. You breathe shallowly. You don't breathe deeply, right?
No, I don't sleep deep at all.
How about breathe? How do you breathe? Can you breathe deep? Breathe deep now. Can you breathe deep? Deeply now?
Yeah, I'm breathing deeply.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's not too bad.
But it's not a constant thing, I don't think.
Okay, I see. Yeah. Anyway, bottom line here is the are you the artist? Are you the writer? I think you are very creative, very intuitive.
That's what they say, and I've heard, but I don't know. It's hard for me to tune into it.
I see. Okay. But anyway, when you get your mind, your racing mind, calm down, and you don't spin as fast as you used to be, but still, that does affect your sleep. Without good sleep, nothing will work. And
you understand that?
You'll be tired. You're gaining weight, and you have shoulder pain, neck pain, lower back pain, knee pain. How's your knee and ankle? How long can you walk for 1,000 feet?
My lower back causes me weakness in my legs, but I twisted my knee about 3 years ago.
Right.
Stepped on a piece of, well, not a piece, but a spot of water, and my heel turned all the way forward, so it just twisted my knee badly.
Yeah. I'm going to talk to my brother, Wayne Free, to see if we can have a healing session, supernatural healing session in Nevada City. So, from Salt Lake, can you come to the Nevada City?
I can get to Vegas.
Yeah, Vegas, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, we need to get to you. We need to fix your head all the way down to your feet, including your stomach, your liver, your bladder. And you need 250,000 miles tuna, and then you'll be empowered. You'll be amazed. Okay? Then you can testify in the radio show. See how much God loves you. Okay, that's what I do. I'll figure out what's your problem. Your problem here is like, we're going to fix your head. All your problems in your head. We're going to fix that one. Fix your brain, your neck, your shoulder, spine all the way down to your feet. Okay?
Thank you.
You're too far gone. Yeah, you're not too far gone yet. But you just put too many miles.
Thank you, because I feel too far gone.
That's why you feel that. But I know what to do. We do supernatural healing. So you need get all the blood circulation going, get inflammation out of the way, and have a sleep better. And then from there, you shall be empowered. Refreshed, recharged. Okay?
Oh, that would be wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah. I know. But you just have to come in. You have to come, and then you can give glory to God. That's all about. It's God, you have to see, humanly speaking, medical speaking, and there's no hope. But God wants you to see His glory. He has something, He has made a wonderful plan for you tonight. That's why you're in Wayne Free's show. So that's step one. And then step two is that we get a healing.
Thank you.
Yes.
Dr. Geng has told me he wants me to give him our Sunday healing list before our show, and he's going to pray for everybody.
Wow, that's great. Thank you so much.
Yes.
That was awesome, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you need not just a neck pain, shoulder pain, sleep better, but you need A to Z. Full
A to Z.
Yeah, from
the tuna.
Tuna. Yeah, that's right. Major tuna.
Major. Believe me, I feel it. I know. So yes, thank you so much.
But you're still young. You're still young. Well, after the tune-up, you'll be young again. You'll be feel like you're 45 years old.
That'd be wonderful.
Yeah. Okay. Then you can help the radio show programs. You can link it to something for the kingdom of God. Yeah.
I will.
Not just for...
Okay.
Now he is not for you, also for many others, and you can start encourage others.
I try. I'm always helping people.
That's why we want to hear you. That's right. You got to speak hard. Yes. That's why.
Let's see who else is here.
We're out of time.
Actually, we're out of time. We have to go to Whole Planet Healing. Okay. So. Dr. Ying, thank you. Thank you for Janine.
Thank you.
And Janine, you're in Salt Lake City, right?
Yes.
We should do some healings up in Salt Lake City. Huh? You know that?
Yeah.
Well, if you can't come up here, I can come to Vegas.
Okay.
Well, Dr. Ging and everyone here, you're very welcome to join in at our Whole Planet Healing session starting in just a few minutes. And the phone number is 712-770-4340. The access code is 250-513-pound.
Okay, very good. I got it.
Okay. And we'll see you all over there, or those of you that come, in a moment.
Unmuted. Muted.